The two men returned to the reading room and settled down on the sofa with their books. As he turned the pages, though, Hoshino couldn't get Miss Saeki out of his mind. There was something very unusual about that beautiful woman, but he couldn't put his finger on it. He gave up and went back to reading. At 3 o'clock, totally without warning, Nakata stood up. His movements were uncharacteristically decisive. He held his hat firmly in his hand.
"Hey, what's up? Where are you going?"
Hoshino whispered. But there was no response. Lips set in a determined look, Nakata was already hurrying towards the main entrance, his belongings left behind on the floor. Hoshino shut his book and stood up. Something was definitely wrong.
"Hey, hang on!" he called.
Realizing the old man wasn't about to, he scrambled after him. The other readers looked up and watched him leave. Before he reached the entrance, Nakata turned left and, without hesitating, started up to the first floor. No visitors allowed beyond this point sign at the foot of the stairs didn't deter him, since he couldn't read. His worn tennis shoes squeaked on the floorboards as he climbed the stairs.
"Excuse me,"
Oshima said, leaning over the counter to call out to the retreating figure. "That area is closed now." Nakata didn't seem to hear him. Hoshino ran up the stairs after him.
"Gramps, it's closed. You can't go there."
Oshima came out from behind the counter and followed them up the stairs. Undaunted, Nakata strode down the corridor and into the study. The door was open. Miss Saeki, her back to the window, was sitting at the desk reading a book. She heard the footsteps and looked up. When he got to the desk, Nakata stood there looking down at her face. Neither of them said a word. A moment later, Hoshino arrived, shortly followed by Oshima.
"There you are," Hoshino said, tapping the old man on the shoulder. "You're not supposed to be here. It's off limits. We have to leave, okay?" "Nakata has something to say," he said to Miss Saeki.
"And what would that be?" Miss Saeki asked quietly.
"I want to talk about the stone, the entrance stone."
For a while, Miss Saeki silently studied the old man's face. Her eyes shone with a non-committal light. She blinked a few times, then closed her book. She rested both hands on the desk and looked up again at Nakata. She looked undecided as to how to proceed, but then gave a small nod. She looked over at Hoshino, then at Oshima.
"Would you mind leaving us alone for a while?" she said to Oshima. "We're going to have a talk. Please close the door on your way out."
Oshima hesitated, then nodded. He gently took Hoshino's arm, led him out to the corridor and shut the door.
"Are you sure it's okay?" Hoshino asked.
"Miss Saeki knows what she's doing," Oshima said as he escorted him back down the stairs. "If she says it's all right, it's all right. No need to worry about her. So, Mr. Hoshino, why don't we go and have a cup of coffee while we're waiting?"
"Well, when it comes to Mr. Nakata, worrying's a total waste of time," Hoshino said, shaking his head. "That much I can guarantee,